Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. We can have victory over everyday fear and stress by faith, taking one day at a time. Lord, you know the troubles that we've seen and how easy it is for us to worry about, well, not just today's challenges, but to borrow trouble from tomorrow's unknowns. God, help us. Strengthen our faith, to remember how faithful you've been in our lives over the years, and how we have seen you at work in the lives of others that we know. And most importantly, we read accounts in your Word how that over and over and over again, you watch for opportunities to meet people's needs for your children. God, help us not to be anxious. Your Word's pretty clear as it reminds us to pray, talk with you about our concerns, then leave them in your capable hands, trusting that as our loving Father, you direct our steps according to your love and with your unlimited ability to move obstacles out of our way. Take our hands, Lord, and lead us. Lead us home. Give us the peace that passes all understanding so that we can take one day at a time. We thank you and praise you in advance for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen.
Just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, for grace to trust him
today. He is able. to handle anything that comes my way.
He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. Christian Oldies is a relatively new addition to the Call to Worship Ministries. This is music you can listen to on your computer at home or on the go with your smartphone. The early days of contemporary Christian music from the Jesus music era through the early 80s are songs that still minister to hearts today. The Christian Oldies radio program was first broadcast back in 2004. And now the music of Christian Oldies is available online 24/7. If you remember music of the Bill Gaither Trio, Imperials, Keith Green, Second Chapter of Acts, Andre Crouch, or Love Song, then visit calltoworship.us and click on Christian Oldies. And you can go straight to christianoldies.com and click on the Listen Now button. Or for music through your phone, get the Live 365 app and choose Christian Oldies to listen. It's all music all the time. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
Take courage. Can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what He can do through me. No great success to show, no glory on my own. But in my weakness, He is there to let me know that His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know the power that He holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins where ours comes to an end, and He hears our humble cry. And He proves again that His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect.
Thank you for listening as we're reminded that because God loves us, has a plan for our lives, and provides all our needs, we don't need to get stressed out about tomorrow. Just take one day at a time.
We're pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us run the race, not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us. Let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
Everlasting arms.
You know, as I get older, which we all are, I'm learning more and more about the importance of taking things one day at a time. Very early on in my life, I found that it takes a lot of stress off me and works best if I create a list, things that I want to get done that day. When I was much younger, I only had a few things to keep track of. Fairly easy, like getting dressed in the morning, breakfast, school, then play with my friends, dinner, and to bed. As we all know, as an adult, for most of us, life is not that simple. Even after I retired from my full-time job, I still have a very long list of things that I want, need, or desire to accomplish. It certainly is not a one-size-fits-all silver bullet for everyone to make a list, but it works for me. I'm able to prioritize things according to importance and timing, then check them off as they're completed. And I'm very comfortable with setting things up for the next day or future. That way, I can rest at the end of the day, thanking God for what He helped me accomplish, and have peace about things that can wait till tomorrow. Listen to Matthew 6. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Friends, rest. Trust. Have confidence in the Lord. Listen to Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all that you do, and He will show you which path to take. We should relax and take life one day at a time, since we live by faith, and we should walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. Romans 1, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And later in Galatians chapter 3, now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. Hebrews 10, and my righteous ones will live by faith. But I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn away from God to their own destruction. We are the faithful ones whose souls will be saved. Philippians 4. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Folks, life is very challenging, can be intimidating at times, and scary. As I've heard it said, quote, "Don't sweat the small stuff." And it's all small stuff. And a phrase that I've shared with my family many, many times over the years, "Do your best and trust God with the rest." May God help us to learn the value of one day at a time.
I see all I have. in my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He proved faithful to me. Every word He has promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I see my God do. He's been faithful, faithful. Reaching out for what pleased me, even then God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to Him, you know that He's waiting there with open arms, and I see His love and mercy.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we're reminded not to borrow potential issues from tomorrow, but to take one day at a time. I sincerely hope that this time has been a valuable part of your worship. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Listening friend, if you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ the God, man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, then God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow's not a given, but the offer of salvation is. And when you have questions or have made a decision regarding your relationship with God, then please let us know. We'd love to hear from you by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. And you can make your tax-deductible donation there safely and securely. You'll also find many tools to help you grow spiritually, and you'll find more information about our ministries. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Matthew 6, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus. I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time. That's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me. Day, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow.